Biographical sketch.
The next time you eat at a restaurant and are about to sprinkle some black pepper over your food, take a closer look. Hard as it is to believe, at one time, pepper was more valuable than gold. Spices in general were expensive for two reasons. First, it was difficult to bring them overland all the way to Europe from Asia. And second,They were in great demand thanks to their variety of applications. They were an important ingredient in cosmetics, perfumes, food additives and preservatives, medicines, aromatics, and in countless other common commodities. A mix of spices such as cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves was hung around the neck to ward off diseases. Pepper was used to flavor and preserve meat.Vasco da Gama was born in Portugal in either 1460 or 1469. The exact date of his birth is still open to question. Little is known of his early life except that he was born into a noble family. By 1492, he was making a name for himself fighting the French, and in 1497, da Gama was ordered by the Portuguese king.To lead a fleet of four ships around the southern tip of Africa and on to India. The king knew that the Republic of Venice and Muslim traders controlled the profitable overland spice trade, so da Gama's mission was to find a sea route to India and set up trade there. Nowadays, with accurate maps and global positioning satellites, da Gama's task may sound easy. But by 1497, no one had ever sailed directly from Europe to India.It was not even known whether the Indian Ocean was connected to any other body of water. There was little knowledge of ocean currents, violent storms, and of course, there was always the danger of hostile Muslim traders. Da Gama sailed into the unknown, and the difficulty is evident from the fact that two of his four ships were lost and many crew members died during the voyage. By way of the Cape of Good Hope,Da Gama arrived in Calicut on the southwestern coast of India in May 1498. Calicut, not to be confused with Calcutta, was nicknamed the City of Spices in the Middle Ages. When Da Gama returned with a valuable cargo of spices, he was given a hero's welcome. After that, he made two other voyages to India, in 1502 and 1524, but died in India during the latter trip.Da Gama's voyages opened the door to the Portuguese colonization of areas along the southwestern coast of India, which lasted over 450 years.